Australia bonus episode. That's right. Bonus episode, I'll tell you why. Because the Boomers just beat Team USA, baby! Woo! 2-0 in their last two. Tell you what. Yeah, anyway, look, this is a really quick, just sort of bonus little episode. To sort of jump in. Say g'day. Say what's up. That's right, I'm your host, James Clements. I'm usually, you know, just out here doing your daily NBA show. Chilling out, and I figured I'd take today off. I've got the squid all day. Chilling, not illing, I thought I'd be doing. But no, the Boomers had other ideas, didn't they? So, look, we'll jump right basically into today's show. I'll take just a quick break and jump in after a quick little deli ad. And then we'll just quickly talk about that game. And then we'll be back out and done as just a little taster for you. Pretty fun because, look, tomorrow's show, the big NBA Game 4 preview show with a fun, awesome guest. Will be an absolute cracker. And we'll talk way more about this game in that one, obviously, as well as the final. So we'll go do that. Let's do that right now. This is NBA Australia bonus episode. Boomers out here crushing Team USA in exhibition games. It's just what we do. And we'll be back with you right after this.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better watch out for the Boomer attack if you're Team USA. Because that's right, the Boomers beat Team USA 91-83 today in Vegas. And I'll tell you what. It was bloody glorious! I did not expect this whatsoever, as evidenced by the fact that I wasn't going to do a show today. If I thought we were going to win, of course, I would have had this planned, I would have had it scripted out, I would have been sitting here, pins and needles on the edge of my goddamn chair, I probably would have been like doing a live stream of me watching it. I never in a million years thought we'd pop Team USA, even in another exhibition. I mean, I was there last year when we beat them at Marvel Stadium. It was absolutely, well, not last year, Jesus Christ, it was 2019. Look, we all understand that we can wipe 2020 off the boards, right? COVID, all that bullshit. So I stand by what I said. It was fucking last year. Anyway, I remember being there. It was great fun. Running into a bunch of other lunatics, drinking a million beers.
But Jimmy, weren't you there, like, working?
Yeah, shut up. Settle down. But either way, this was a much different game because, I'll tell you what, one of my favorite aspects of this entire endeavor of watching this Boomers team beat this Team USA was that not once, apart from maybe in the second quarter, did the Boomers really sort of try to completely gum it up for everybody and just bring the USA down to our level, which is pretty much why we won that exhibition in Melbourne. But at the same time, we were just never afraid. And that was the exact same moment here. We were down 9 at the half, don't forget. And that second quarter was an absolute shit show. We were absolutely horrible, Australia, in that second quarter. Because Team USA kind of just went, oh, look, it's been cute that you guys have hung around for a first quarter. But we are supremely talented. We are the USA. We're now going to kick the shit out of you. And in basically the start of the third quarter, it was still happening. You're like, ah, well, at least we're kind of getting back into it. It's not going to be a complete blowout, which is kind of thought like it would be for a little bit. And then the gold man, Chris Golding, just comes in, starts raining threes, and somehow we come out of the third quarter up 5. What is going on? It was absolutely bonkers. And then, of course, during the fourth quarter, I don't know about you, but I was on absolute fucking tenterhooks the entire time, edge of the couch sort of stuff, staring at the TV. The squid's going ham. He's like, Dad, Dad, what are we doing? I want to do this. I'm like, sit down, shut up. Nah, I grabbed him, gave him a big hug, and I'm like pointing out every play of the game as it happened with him, which, to be honest, was a beautiful moment. Of course, it would have meant a lot more had the game actually meant something. But to be honest, it matters to me. What is that wrestling for? It's real to me, damn it! So fuck the idea that this is an exhibition. I don't care. The fact that we can actually step up and play this well is really, really heartening. Paddy Thrills carries us down the stretch. The buckets he was hitting were absolutely memorable. Matty T blocks the shit out of Kevin Durant. And Team USA, I'll tell you what, we'll get into this in tomorrow's show, but looking pretty discombobulated, looking like they got some big problems, threw into stark relief their lack of size. So you can also remember, one huge thing to take away from this game is, not only have we beaten fucking Team USA twice in a row now, like, where's Shane Warne? They're Daryl Cullinan. Seriously, at this point, are they tanking? They lose to Nigeria. They lose to us. You don't get a draft pick in the FIBAs, USA. What are you doing? But either way, we lose Aaron Bangers Baines in the first half to a bang knee with Brad Beal. And you're like, oh, geez, pack her up, boys. There goes our medal chances. And we still beat them. We still beat them. Not only do we have like a pretty serviceable big rotation, I think the key moment was when you realize it doesn't really matter against Team USA. The fact that we're running Nick Kay out there against Kevin Durant did feel pretty fucking sketchy all of the time, especially when KD just went, you know what, fuck it, we're winning this game. Dropped, what, 4 straight threes at one point. We're like, holy shit, he's just going to kill us. It's what Kevin Durant does. He's going to do it to us. There's no shame in that. If Kevin Durant is going to put you to the sword with that big old sword of his, he spends too much time on the internet to have a big old dick, I'm telling you that much. But either way, point being, Kevin Durant just like, eye of the tiger shit. Staring into Australia's soul going, that's another three, that's another three. And then it didn't work. But that's the thing. We lose bangers. We're rolling out a little bit of Dua Parithi. We look really good, BT Dubs. Nick Kale, Rock'em, Jock'em, Sock'em, Landale. And it was good because Team USA have zero fucking size. Like, their biggest dudes, basically their bigs are what? Draymond Green, Bam Adebayo, who's only 6'9", don't forget. And like Kevin fucking Love, who is just spud-worthy at this point. Like, the fact that Dele might not get a NBA contract next year, look at Kevin Love and just go, okay, cool, cool, cool. He didn't even play today. That's how bad they are. They're out there running Keldon Johnson, a.k.a. one of Pop's buddies from the Spurs. But they've got Jeremiah Grant, Draymond Green today. Bam plays 16 minutes. Keldon Johnson plays 13. And that's kind of it. So our lack of size didn't hurt us. We could rock him out there. He had 8 and 7. And the nice thing about Rock'em Jock'em was that he had a couple of dicey moments early on. Didn't lose heart. Came up with some big buckets when it mattered. Jingles was obviously amazing. Ends up with 17-4-3. Dele still can't hit a shot, but his defense is just absolutely next level. But Nick Kay played 25 minutes for the Boomers today. My best friend, an absolute gun, Nick Kay. 8 and 9 he finishes with. Played some pretty sterling defense there. Dua Parithi ends up with a 9 and 3. Absolutely loved it. But then Goulding. I mentioned this after game one, where it's like, yeah, look, it's kind of nice, but you're on the Boomers for basically one reason there, Chris. I love you, but hit some fucking threes. If you're on the court and you're open, fucking shoot the three. Bang. That's what he did today. And it was beautiful to see. And this is all just the lead-in, right? So Patty Mills, 22 points, absolute weapon. He shot 9 of 21, had a couple of dicey shots late. That one that he threw off almost the top of the backboard was a bit weird. But god damn, did he hit some amazing shots down the stretch, and also had the amazing pass that basically sealed it right at the end. And then our turnover that basically put us up 8, sealed the deal properly. I didn't mind the look of Xavier Cooks out there, did some good stuff, had a nice bucket, enjoyed that. And Matty T. Matty T was where this was always going to lead to, wasn't it? 12 points for Matty T. Knocking in 2 of 3 from downtown. Another 3 steals, 2 blocks. After, what was it, 4 steals, 3 blocks in game one. Absolutely crushing it. Loving every single second of Aussie Matty T in the green and gold. And when he gave Kevin Durant the old, ah, oh, not today, Kevin. Not today. I'm not one of your internet trolls, Kevin. I'm Aussie Matty fucking T. You see this? That's a big old hand that's going to block the shit out of that shot, you idiot. Get out of here. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. So Aussie Matty T out there crushing it. He played himself all game. Loved every second of it. 24 minutes, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, shot 5 of 7 from the floor. What a gun. 2 of 3 from downtown. Beautiful stuff. Even Duop Reith hit a 3, which is gnarly. But essentially, we won this game with a combination of our defense, some timely shot making by Patty, Chris Goulding going absolutely bonkers, and really, the Boomers having Gorge there after that second quarter of just gumming it up, the offense falling apart, they didn't panic. And that's why you can't underestimate having a coach like Gorge, where he very clearly just has everybody's best interests at heart. He's got wildly huge amounts of experience, and he's like a fucking coaching savant. So you find yourself in that situation. It's like, it's all right. It's fine. Gorge will help. He'll probably push the right buttons. And guess what? He did. And we won. It was absolutely awesome. Meanwhile, poor Pop out there is being questioned left, right, and center from everybody in the US. And like, there's a big point I'll talk about tomorrow. But having lived in the States for so long, coming home, you're like, oh, yeah. The US just never thinks they're going to lose at anything. The Cold War, World War II, basketball. It's why, like, their entire, like, tying themselves in knots about the US men's national team in soccer is always fucking hilarious. Because they look and go, wait, why aren't we the best? We're always the best. America's number one. We're the best. Why aren't we the best at soccer? And they get so fucking bent out of shape anytime anyone brings up football. It's hilarious. It's because they spent all their time creating a bunch of fucking sports that they call like the world championship is that no one else competes in. So they've spent the last 100 years dominating everybody. Or like basically what, baseball, it's like them and Japan. And pretty much like any other place that America's got like a bit of influence in. Same goes for basketball. They create, well, Canadian created basketball, but still. They're the leaders in basketball. Boom, they go out, they kick everybody's ass for years and years and years and then get surprised when it turns around and there are other teams that aren't afraid of them anymore. It's not 1992, motherfuckers. I'll tell you that much for real. But yeah, I love it. The sky is falling for the USA because as soon as they sort of they have a bit of a challenge thrown their way and they don't, you know, automatically win everything, they start freaking out. They start going, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And I'll tell you what, it's because they don't have that sense of fatalism. Like Australia, we get knocked for our fucking, oh, Australia and tall poppy. It's not so much tall poppy. It's like just everybody fucking settle down is essentially a lot of our approach to a lot of things. And that's why I'm not out here going, we beat Team USA, we're going to win the gold. Even though there's a little voice in the back of my head that's saying that constantly. And it's a cutout deli behind me as I'm in the studio. But the USA just, because they're just like, America's number one, yeah! They don't have that sense of fatalism that you'll find in England, in lots of Europe, everywhere, basically. They just don't have that. So when something goes not their way, they fucking freak out. They want to fire everybody. It's like, bro, just settle down. You'll be fine. So we'll talk about that more on tomorrow's show. I just wanted to pop up and just go 91-83, 2 straight against Team USA, being 9 down at the half. Didn't expect to be doing this little bonus pop in, 15 minutes. But here we are. Couldn't be happier. Patty fucking thrills in these 2 games has been absolutely on fire. I'm loving every second of it. You just got to look at it and go, talk about like lighting a fire under a dude's ass. FIBA Patty, he doesn't need that fire under his ass. He's got it anyway. It's in his heart. But him being named the flag bearer, he just suddenly turned into like, you know, Aussie Giannis out of nowhere, and I'm loving it. So his efforts down the stretch today were absolutely amazing. And Jingles was just great all game. The reffing, I'll probably talk about that more tomorrow, but the reffing was head-scratching to say the least. I know that we're in Vegas, and the anti-Australian bias still rules all the way across America. But the bit where it rolled out of bounds and they let Team USA pick the ball up and shoot it, what is going on? And then there's, of course, like that weird foul right at the end where they called it an offensive foul. Not an unsportsmanlike. I think it was against maybe Nick Kay. It was either Nick Kay or Jock Landale. It was in the corner, Draymond going for the loose ball, etc. And it's like, what? How is this? what is happening? It was absolutely bonkers. But either way, we came out of it golden, thanks to Chris Golden Goulding. You love to see it. We're going to win the gold. No, I'm just saying. Just settle down. Look, the entire idea about tempering expectations, we've got 2 weeks to do that. Today, we're just going to revel in the fact that the Boomers beat Team USA. And all we can say in all of our very, very sporting, very nice, respectful way, we can always just say, blow it out your ass, America! Woo! All right, we'll be back with NBA Australia tomorrow. I'll talk to you then, you dickheads. I hope you enjoyed this little bonus. Got an awesome guest tomorrow. Big talk about the Game 4 of the finals. Boomers USA. It'll have everything. And it'll be an absolute cracker. So, all right. Until then, that's it. I've been NBA Australia. This has been James. Look after yourselves, would you? I'll speak to you tomorrow. In the meantime, let's go, Boomers! We're going to win the gold!